What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're talking about the economic news. We're talking about how Hong Kong's futures market now has a gold contract that must be settled in the physical metal. And that is a really good thing. Under the COMEX rules, you buy a gold futures contract at COMEX, the seller of the contract has the option of paying off the contract in the cash equivalent, and you can't say anything about it. Even if you want the physical metal, they're going to say, no, we're going to exercise our right under the rules we just made up to just give you stacks of ink and paper instead of the gold that you actually contracted for. And that's how they manipulate the price of metals, because they overprint those contracts to drive the price down. It's one of the ways that they keep metals prices down, to keep people from emptying their negative interest savings accounts, closing out their stock portfolios, and getting into metals. And it's not confined to gold. Over an Investment Watch blog, they have an article saying that you need to take a look at the huge amount of leverage going on in the silver market, where we're talking about literally hundreds to one for every single ounce of the deliverable metal. There are contracts for 100 ounces, and they're being settled for cash, and they're almost turning it into a make-believe gold. But the reason for that is over at the London Daily Fix, they will take the price of the contracts, and they'll mix it with the price of the physical metal to keep the overall price down. It's a scam, and Hong Kong is very right to come on out and say, we're going to have gold futures contracts that deliver in the gold. And I'll tell you what's going to happen right now. People are going to stop buying the contracts where they don't know they're actually going to get the gold. And they're going to flood to Hong Kong to get these things. That is going to really, really shake things up. Now, the IMF is starting to make demands of Germany, saying that Germany must act to reduce their trade surplus. Now, Germany is a manufacturing country. They got a lot of things that they are selling to the European neighbors, and apparently it's causing some upset where they think there should be an even amount of trade across the borders. And so IMF is saying Germany now has to pull back. And that is a two-edged sword, because Germany's prosperity is what is holding up much of the European Union, along with Great Britain, who is heading for the exit door. So, the more they play with it, the worse it gets. Ukraine is teetering on the brink of default. Kiev has, over the next 4 years, has to repay $20 billion of debt, much of it incurred for these wars against the Eastern Ukrainian republics. The wars have actually devastated much of Ukraine's ability to create products or grow agricultural produce with which to try and earn that money. And they're having trouble getting new loans. And the situation is complicated because they're looking at elections in 2019, and Poroshenko does not want to do anything that is going to be unpopular with the Ukrainian voters. So they're really stuck between a rock and a hard place over there. Meanwhile, here in the United States of America, Ford is getting ready to lay off 20,000 workers. Apparently, their profits have dropped 35% so far this year, one-third. And if you're watching TV, you see the commercials for cars and trucks. The prices are amazing. If you actually had money right now, it would be a great time to be buying a car. But they can't sell them because consumers don't have any money left. Wages and salaries are being driven down. Cost of living is going up. And the consumer economy is falling apart. And prior to the collapse of the mortgage-backed security fraud in 2008, consumer spending accounted for almost two-thirds of the entire U.S. economy. That's a major, major hit. Now, up in Seattle, they're getting ready to clear out this huge homeless camp near South Dearborn and Rainier Avenue. And some are saying it's an extension of the jungle or the hills. They've given it a name. But apparently tomorrow, city officials will begin clearing the camp, starting with a triangle of green space between the Interstate 90 ramps to Rainier, and then moving forward. Where are these people going to go? And I understand they're on the mainland, and the refugees from the homeless camps can walk someplace else. Here in Hawaii, it's very different. We have a lot of homeless people, and they're constantly shoving them from one part of the island to the other so the tourists won't see them. But it's not like they could walk back to the mainland. Hawaii at one point had a program going where if you were homeless and you could confirm there was somebody on the mainland who was willing to take you in, they would buy you the plane ticket to get there, which I think was a good idea. But the problem isn't homelessness. The problem is an economy that doesn't allow people to have homes. And we're seeing another froth up in real estate prices and rentals, just like that preceded 2008. The Wall Street money junkies, they love their bubbles. They blow them, they ride them up, they get off just before it bursts, and everybody else takes the losses. And they're going to keep on doing it because there's no reason for them to stop. They never go to jail. They never suffer personal financial loss. Yeah, the corporations they work for may go bankrupt, like AIG did in 2008. And then the losses are transferred onto the American people with TARP and QE and bailout and all the rest of it. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. The debate over Obamacare versus Trump Care continues to rage along. There's a lot of money on the line for the health insurance industry. Not as much as they hoped. In fact, a lot of these health insurance industries, if Obamacare goes away, they're in serious, serious trouble because they overcommitted. And we're seeing all these exchanges are shutting down, and apparently there's just a mess trying to sort out all the paperwork of things being processed. Nobody knows where any of it is. So Nancy Pelosi gets up at the Center for American Progress conference in Washington and says that Obamacare honors the commitment of the founding fathers to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That is a bit of a reach. That's a bit of a reach. For one thing, we didn't have the liberty to choose our own health care. Remember when Obama said, if you like your health care plan, you can keep your health care plan? No, you can't. Doesn't sound like much liberty to me. And I would like to respond to Nancy Pelosi with a quote from one of those founding fathers, Thomas Jefferson. If the people let government decide what foods they eat and what medicines they take, their bodies will soon be in as sorry a state as are the souls of those who live under tyranny. So that's what the founding fathers think about Obamacare and a lot of what else that's going on right now. We're living under tyranny. Time we face up to that. Now, Marine Le Pen is returning to the Front National to take the helm. The party is gearing up to try and take on Emmanuel Macron in the upcoming French parliamentary elections to try and put in a parliament that will be more in line with Marine Le Pen's and the Front National's agenda. I don't know why they're not making a stink about the election fraud. It may be that the laws are as restrictive on that issue in France as they are in the United States of America. The laws are literally written to make it very, very difficult to pursue claims of election fraud. For example, here in Hawaii, we hardly have an election go by without somebody screaming there was election fraud. But there's literally a 2-week statute of limitations on election fraud, which means you have just 2 weeks after the election to put together enough evidence to bring a case. And 2 weeks is nowhere near enough time. They're trying to preserve the illusion that our elections are honest. I think last year kind of pretty much destroyed that. And of course, it's Russia's fault. They're trying to undermine the public trust in our democracy. No, actually, Hillary Clinton and the DNC did that. Apparently up in Sweden, a pensioner is being prosecuted for hate after he went on Facebook accusing migrants of torching cars, which is a big problem in Sweden. But Sweden is like the world capital for political correctness. They've got a feminist government. They brag about it's a feminist government. When Jeremy Clarkson and James May and Richard Hammond on Grand Tour were in Sweden, they were just making fun of just how over-the-top PC the whole country had gone, which is probably why they won't be going back there anytime soon. But it's like Sweden has this out-of-control rape problem, and their attitude is, don't talk about it. Don't talk about it. You know, we love our open borders. We love our refugees. Don't talk about it. It's not politically correct to talk about it here. We've had another unfortunate incident with police killing an absolutely innocent person. This is over in Tulsa. And apparently, police officer Betty Shelby fatally shot 40-year-old Terrence Crutcher. This happened last September, and now she's coming up on being charged. Now, Terrence had car trouble. He was going home from night classes at the community college, and he had car trouble. She pulled up to see what was going on, and he was basically standing well away from her. He had his hands up. Witnesses said absolutely no threat. There was no weapon in the car, no weapon on his person, hands up, well away from her. And this police officer with a straight face went on in and said that there was something about him that made her fear for her life. And by the way, this is not the first time she's been involved in an inappropriate shooting. So they may be looking, apparently they're charging her with first degree manslaughter, and they ought to. We have become far too tolerant of the police, in fact, indeed, the entire government, choosing to act outside the law. And if Nancy Pelosi wants to honor the intent of the founding fathers, what they intended was a nation where everybody is subject to the same rule of law, from the guy taking out the trash right on up to the president themselves. Nobody is exempt, not even Hillary Clinton. Now, speaking of the PC, this is really getting out there. Over at the University of Michigan, they have a lot of buildings, including the Michigan Union, that are paneled in glossy brown mahogany wood. And you find mahogany paneling all over the country. It's there. It's a nice wood. It's durable. It lasts a long time. So apparently, Anna Wibbleman, who used to head an organization concerned about enhancing college life, called Building a Better Michigan, basically announced that minority students feel marginalized by this obviously masculine paneling that covers the walls of this century-old building. I mean, that's the latest microaggression, the wood paneling. The wood paneling makes us upset. It's just wood. I mean, the screeching has reached hysterical levels. And unfortunately, we are seeing evolve a liberal left culture that is starting to feel that they can get whatever they want, no matter how ridiculous, if they just scream and riot enough. And we dare not let that get out of control either, because that really is getting into rule by the mob. I am very concerned that as we continue to see this divide in Washington, D.C. escalate, even though the election is over, and the violence we are seeing from these liberal activists who are out there screaming that everybody but them is a Nazi or a fascist, we could see a civil war in this country, and I do not want to see that happen. I want to do everything possible that we do not have civil war and revolution in the streets of this country, because always the wrong people die in those things. So, I don't know how to tone it on down. There are unfortunately too many of our political leaders who see their own best fortunes lying in the fanning up of chaos. Maybe this is the beginning of the deliberate takedown of the United States to pave the way for the new world order. We've seen it in so many other countries. All these color revolutions. Send people in, fan up the chaos, get rioting going, bring down the government, put in a puppet ruler. Maybe they're getting ready to try and establish a dictatorship in this country. We already actually have one, but it still has pretensions of being a republic with democratic elections. Maybe they don't want to go through the trouble of having to fake that every 4 years, because they keep getting caught at it. Okay, let's get on back to computers, because the WannaCry malware has exposed just how fragile and vulnerable the global IT infrastructure is. Now, when I was a kid and computers were first entering the home, the Apple II, the Commodore VIC-20, they were fun. They were toys. And it was cool. We could get on the internet and FTP and UUCP and all these other cool little functions for sharing information. But today, we are all dependent on that global internet for communication, for phone calls, for the content delivered to our TVs. It's become a critical piece of the global infrastructure. All economies depend on it. And we just got a wake-up call that because of intelligence agencies deliberately boring holes through it, that it's wide open. It could be brought down. These NSA tools could be used to craft a worm that could just go on out and cause huge amounts of damage. People are always talking about cyber warfare, and we mistakenly think that it's our military's computers against the other guy's military computer. But no, it's shaping up to be an attack on the civilian IT infrastructure. And I have another question. Wasn't that supposed to be what the NSA was doing all this time? Was fortifying our internet so that it couldn't be attacked like this? And then it's attacked like that. The NSA didn't stop it. They can't find who did it. And even worse, the NSA's own tools were being used to carry this out. There is something seriously, seriously messed up about all of this. And we need to ask some questions. What's the real agenda here? We know that governments and corporations and a lot of other vested interests don't like the internet. They don't like the free exchange of information. They'd like to take the world back to how it was in the 1950s, where we're all dependent on TV and radio and newspaper. And the only way to communicate with each other is a paper letter delivered by the post office. Is somebody actually thinking about trying to literally take us back from the age of the internet because of the threat it represents to entrenched power, to the oligarchs? But there should be a wake-up call. And so far, I'm not really seeing that anybody is saying that it's time for some fundamental changes to internet security to keep this stuff from happening. Mostly, I'm seeing ads for buy our new anti-ransomware software. We'll be right back after these few words.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. I'm going to step back to the war zones here. Just had this story posted by a member. This is coming out of Activist Post. Apparently, there are reports that Syrian government forces are moving toward Deir ez-Zor and basically moving toward this U.S.-UK base. And they're apparently within 15 miles of the base. And this could be a very, very tense situation because the Syrian government has not given either the United States or Great Britain permission to be on Syrian soil. And so whether they're just going to surround them and make stink face at them, I hope that's all they're going to do. But if they actually start fighting, the war is going to be on for real. And the U.S. will say, how dare you shoot at us for illegally being in your country? And they'll be off and running. We all know some very unhappy things are about to happen. It's just a question of when. Getting on back to computers and security. And by the way, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Go ahead and call on in. So security experts are saying that this WannaCry ransomware may just be getting started. And behind that is another observation. Those NSA hacking tools are all over the dark web. And I'm sure there are other people who are figuring out interesting things to do with them. We've all seen movies about, you know, how hackers destroy nuclear power plants and all the rest of that stuff. And supposedly the control systems for facilities like that are air-gapped. But on the other hand, you can get that stuff in there with a flash drive. That's how they got Stuxnet into the Iranian nuclear processing plant. Came in on a flash drive. This is just beginning. And somebody really needs to be saying, okay, it's time to implement some new protocols on the internet to end anonymity, to be basically guarantee that whoever is accessing your server, that you know who they are. Or if they're using multiple hops, that you can immediately backtrace to the source. It's not that difficult to implement. And every time somebody has suggested it, we always get, oh, it'll just be too much of a bandwidth load. We could never support it. It's just going to cost us too much money and cause too much problems. Well, I think at this point, that is now moot. Look at how many problems and how much money it's going to cost now that these NSA tools are out there for any little kitty living in his parents' basement to go on out and say, oh, I think I'm going to go out and start blowing up line transformers because those are on the net. I'm not the only one saying that. Another story from Investment Watch Blog. You'd think we'd be a little more worried. By now, everyone with an internet connection is aware of the ransomware attack that shut down hundreds of thousands of computers over the weekend. Now, there's already a new version of the WannaCry out there. It does have a kill switch, but it doesn't really kill it. It just slows it down. I'm not entirely sure what the rationale for that is. Obviously, a total kill switch was their undoing for the first version, because there was that 22-year-old blogger in London who figured out just by registering the domain, he could stop the spread of WannaCry. And that raises another question. This one kid on his own could figure out how to stop this thing, and the NSA couldn't figure it out, the CIA couldn't figure it out, the FBI couldn't figure it out. There's something very weird about how this is all coming down. All right, we're going to start taking some phone calls. Alex in Florida, I'm going to have to take you through the commercial break. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael, I was just calling to see if there's any weight behind the fact that they're saying that Trump gave classified information to Russia. I'm so tired of hearing about all this impeachment crap. I mean, the main news is that basically Seth Rich, and now they know that he gave the emails to WikiLeaks, but that's not what's being discussed. It's always BS on the mainstream.
Yeah, it's always on Trump. All right, well, listen, we got to take a break for commercials. When we come on back, I will respond to that.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility. Provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Here we're going to go back to Alex in Florida, and we did touch on this at the top of the show, where basically yesterday the Washington Compost came out with a story saying that President Donald Trump had revealed highly classified information to Russian officials, and they were screaming, he can't do that, he can't do that. Actually, yes, he can. As President of the United States of America, Donald Trump has the authority to declassify any information he wants at any time he wants. In this case, though, there wasn't any classified information. All Trump shared with the Russian officials was the concern that terrorists may be looking at ways to turn laptops into bombs, and that was why they were considering a ban on having laptops in the cabin of passenger aircraft. But they're trying to make a big deal about it. McMaster's had a press conference earlier today and said no methods or sources were revealed. They just expressed the thing about the laptop. And all of this was all over the corporate media last week. This isn't a secret. It was all over the corporate media last week, but they're trying to make a big deal about it. They're still trying to find a way to get Donald Trump out of office. They're still trying to keep the focus off the fact that Hillary Clinton may have been selling U.S. secrets to other countries in exchange for donations to her foundation. And again, President Bill Clinton back in 1994 used his authority as president to declassify and then authorize the transfer of sensitive technology to China while Chinese money was being funneled into his reelection campaign war chest. The scandal was called Chinagate, and it should have been investigated, but as is usual with the Clintons, the investigation went nowhere. So that's what's going on with all this. It's a smear job. It's another attempt to smear Donald Trump. And again, yesterday, the big news was there was a rumor, still unconfirmed, by the way, that there's a sealed indictment involving Trump and Russia, and it has to stay sealed until after he's out of office because of sovereign immunity. And it's another propaganda tool. Oh, well, there's a sealed indictment. Obviously, he must be guilty. He must be guilty of something. Anyway, we're going to go back to the phones here. Rich in Nevada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Okay, and I guess Rick dropped, or we're having a problem with our phones. Okay, let's go to Jerry in Michigan. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you just fine.
I have two things. One's incidental and one's quite important. I was awake on New Year's Eve when Bill Clinton came on the television, and everybody else was watching fireworks, I guess. And I sat here in amazed awe. I seen him transferring all of this spectacle, steerage, and able to launch rocketry and missiles and everything into China. He was just going on and on and on about it. He must have been doing it just before his final days in office. I mean, his final days in office or something. But anyway, that's the incidental part. It amazed me to sit here and watch television and see him doing that at that hour of the night. The other thing is, have you been aware of the Parker case, court case in the Fifth Federal District Court?
We had somebody call into the show yesterday, and there's an article making its way around the internet that claims the Fifth Circuit Court has admitted to the tax code being fraudulently applied. But I actually went and read the Fifth Court's ruling, and it doesn't actually say that. So, I know we would all love to find a magic way to get the IRS off our backs. But I think there's a lesson to be learned from Sullivan versus United States. A lot of people have talked about it because, to give you the context of the lawsuit, Sullivan sued the United States government claiming that it was illegal for there to be a war in Iraq on the say-so of the president because there was no formal declaration of war as required by the Constitution. And the judge in the case, James C. Fox, basically said, well, there are a lot of things that are done that are not necessarily the letter of the law, but we just do it because we've been doing it all along. And the example he cited was the 16th Amendment. And he actually admitted in the court record that the 16th Amendment failed ratification. Then he went on to say that judges know this, but they are going to always rule in tax cases as if the 16th Amendment was ratified. And that sends you a signal that the courts and the government don't believe in following the rules. And it is an absolutist approach. The law is what we say it is, when we say it is, depending upon the situation. And so the reality is, again, the only way we're going to get out of this mess is we're just going to have to sit calmly and patiently and let this system tear itself apart the way the Soviet Union did. I do not advocate violent revolution. I'm opposed to violent revolution and civil war. I'm really opposed to getting into a new world war as a distraction from the economic problems because I think the United States is going to lose this one.
There was a case, this same case that a fellow did make application, so it shows on the internet, on LostHorizons.com, and he made application for the back. His last year's payment, and evidently they have a check there showing that he received that payment back to him. So if a person wanted to look at it, it's all on that same internet page as far as I could determine. Anyway, all right, that's all I had. Thank you, Michael.
All right, if you'll mail me that URL, I will take another look at it. But there's a lot of bad information out there about how to deal with taxes. And you need to be very, very careful about what's going on. But in the end, the government is so desperate for money, like James C. Fox said in Sullivan versus United States, they're not actually following the letter of the law. They're being expedient to get what they want. And that's a very sobering realization of the government that we live under. Anyway, thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go and switch to Rick in Nevada. Aloha, Rick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, what's your take on chemtrails, real or hoax?
They're contrails from normal aircraft, and the reason that they form grids in the sky is from commuter flights that fly back and forth on a regular schedule while the air is moving to one side, and that's really all it is. It's another piece of nonsense that's put out on the internet to try and make us look like we're a bunch of kooks so the corporate media can say, see, they're nuts over there on the independent media, and you should come on back, and we will give you the real news instead of the fake news. So thank you very much for that phone call, and we're going to move on here. Still talking about computers and computer information, there's always been an issue with online signatures for contracts. We still live in a society where a contract is not binding unless it has been signed by both parties. But when you're working on different parts of the globe and you're doing your negotiations over the internet, how do you actually accomplish that? And there are companies that basically go through a process of validating you are who you are, and we will electronically, digitally sign documents. And one of the biggest outfits is called DocuSign. And apparently one of its email systems was cracked by Fisher folk, spelled with a PH. And basically, it's resulted in a phishing campaign that sees messages with the subject line, completed, some company name, accounting invoice number, document ready for signature, land in inboxes. And it links to, it has a Microsoft Word document with macro-enabled malware. Now, obviously, this kind of phishing attack is not going to be directed at individuals. It is, though, going to be directed at businesses who are getting hundreds and hundreds of invoices a week, and they just go on through and they sign and they process and they're not paying attention. So you need to be very, very careful. Now, remember what I said a little while ago about how these NSA tools are going to be used for other things besides WannaCry. And apparently there is already another malware that's out there. In fact, it may have been out there longer than WannaCry, but it's one of these that remains hidden. You don't know your computer's been impacted by it. And it apparently is a cryptocurrency miner. And what it does, this worm, basically works into machines all around the world, and it uses spare cycles on the machine to do what is called cryptocurrency mining, or the Monero cryptocurrency, which is an alternative to Bitcoin. So that's another way that these tools are being used. So if your machine is running a little slowly, you might want to be taking a look to see if you have this particular malware. But it's almost like it's open season on law-abiding citizens and their computers. It really is. And let's see. Somebody just wrote in asking if my site is being hammered, and I said yes. And looking at the logs, they're DOSing the Clinton body count article. They don't want anybody reading that one with all this news about Seth Rich out there. Okay, let's see. We're going to take a phone call from Jimmy in Texas. Aloha, what's on your mind? Your mind. Can't even talk anymore.
Hello.
More coffee.
Hello, Mike. Can you hear me good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you for taking my call. I was reading your website. That thought of the day, I like it. It brings me to what I was going to talk about healthcare and about, I don't know if you saw that town hall meeting in North Dakota where that man got up and put the money inside that congressman's pocket and said, you know, you're giving tax breaks to all these millionaires and billionaires And, you know, they're going to cut her taxes. But that, it's funny because, like, this all comes together, you know. Remember back in the 90s when they were telling us how they couldn't, like, remember how they were trying to get people off welfare and get people off these government assistance? And I, even back then, I was thinking, why are they telling our people not to have kids, not to, you know, grow the society, you know? And then now look today, you have a big migrant crisis in Europe and here. And the money, they're just giving them the money anyways. It's not like they were going to save it, but they were telling us that we have to do it less while they use corporations to divvy the money out the way they want to, whether it be subsidized to housing, insurance, food, or military. And that also goes to, I mean, really all this goes down to keeping our economy well and alive to basically keep Israel going, because Israel strategically is not a good military holding for us. Strategically,
well,
it's horrible.
No, actually, in terms of domination of the Middle East, Israel's in a very, very good position. You know, it's certainly its coastline along the Mediterranean. It's centrally placed, and it has been used to threaten the other nations in the Middle East, which helped drag them into the petrodollar deal following Nixon's ending of gold convertibility. The problem is that the petrodollar deal was that if the oil-producing Middle Eastern nations would sell their oil only for the dollar and invest that money in the United States, the U.S. would protect them from the aggressions of Israel. But more recently, it's become very obvious that the U.S. can't control Israel, and so that's why so many of these oil-producing nations are now looking at selling their oil for other currencies from other countries. Because if you accept U.S. dollars for your oil and you come to the United States with U.S. dollars, there isn't that much to buy. We don't manufacture the way we used to. Nobody wants our GMO agriculture. If you accept the Chinese yuan and you go to China, they're a manufacturing powerhouse. Same thing if you accept the ruble. They've got GMO-free agriculture. And so this whole petrodollar deal is kind of falling apart.
But that's the reason why the United States is so corrupt and why we're doing things that don't look to interest us. Because you could say that, you know, controlling these Middle Eastern countries and their resources kind of helps us, but not really, because we take more money to do that. And that's what I'm saying. Like, if our economy were to falter, where would Israel get its backing, its money? And some people,
well,
some
from
people
other
say
countries,
the Russian,
from other countries.
Well,
do you think do you think the United States is the only country that Israel is parasiting off of?
No, of course not. But Israel doesn't trust, like it's the only one that has goods on. I mean, Israel has the goods on everybody, in all the leaders in the U.S. because of the NSA and the biggest tech company. You know, Israel, that tech company there got backdoors through everything. And the funny thing is, it's run by mostly Russian Jews. I mean, from what the evidence or what it's saying is that Israel's stealing from us and then selling it, just like they did, you said, with the South African nukes. They're stealing from us and they're selling to our adversaries.
Yeah, that has been a problem.
That
has been a problem. The U.S. will transfer weapons to Israel. Israel will reverse engineer them and then make a new version that they will then sell often to countries that are hostile to us. Anyway, we need to let you go. Thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch to Tom in Philadelphia. Tom, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I think this is the same guy that was talking about the IRS stuff I heard on John's show last night. This might take a minute, but I want to just let everybody know that's listening that what I'm about to say is not hearsay. It's not something I read. This is personal experience with the IRS. I'm not trying to stifle anybody from challenging anything, but there's some stuff that people got to know when if they think they're going to try to take them on. The first thing you have to be prepared for is to lose your wife, your home, your bank, your car, and most of all, your freedom. When these people are challenging the IRS, if they get taken into court, and a lot of these guys are out writing books, they're doing lectures, they're writing pamphlets, oh, I beat the IRS. They didn't beat the IRS. When you go to court because you didn't file a tax return, you're not in there challenging the law. You're going in front of a jury to say, I made a mistake and I didn't willfully not file a return. All you're trying to do is convince them that you made a mistake. The law stands. There's a lot of charlatans running around, and I've been involved in this since 1979, back with Irwin Schiff, and we all know where Irwin Schiff ended up, dying in prison. And, you know, he's a great patriot, and he fought for what he believed, but he didn't do it correctly. I've had friends who went to jail. If you're going to do something like this, do not listen to one person or one source. Do your own research. If you're going to do this, make sure you write many, many letters to the IRS before you even think of stopping filing or paying.
Okay.
You could lose your job. You know, there's a lot of stuff there, buddy.
Okay,
we're
out of time.
Jumping into something.
Sorry, Tom, we're out of time. We got to let you go. We'll be right back with another phone call.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And apparently over in Chippewa County, they're under a tornado watch, so might want to be paying attention to that. The weather is really kind of interesting. We actually had a cold snap hit us here. More about that a little bit later in the show. We're going to go back to the phones here. Layla in Ottawa, Ontario. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Great to be on your show.
Yes, I was expecting your phone call. We may have to take you through the station identification, but go ahead and just tell everybody your story here. This relates to the so-called open borders policy for illegal immigrants and refugees, but it's not really all that open. So tell us your story.
Well, I'm Canadian, and my husband is American, and we, you know, met and fell in love, and we went back to British Columbia, Canada, got married there, and, excuse me, we had crossed the border at Peace Arch because, you know, in Canada and the U.S. we're allowed to be in either country for 6 months. So we crossed into the U.S., came back into Canada. It was at the Canadian border we were somewhat harassed in regards to, you know, this coming and going. And it was only our first time doing this. And, the Border Patrol said, well, we're not going to tolerate this, you know, back and forth every 6 months. You have to get his immigration papers going. So, and we knew that from the get-go. So we started...
Now, was this the U.S. Border Patrol or the Canadian Border Patrol?
The Canadian Border Patrol.
Ah, okay.
On the U.S. side, well, I've been in and out of the U.S. since the age of 19. I've gone shopping in the U.S., never been questioned or anything. Well, I got fingerprinted and my picture got taken on the U.S. side. And I'm just standing there, I'm thinking, what is going on? You know, like, I didn't do anything wrong. But the whole thing is, you know, we got the application going, and we trusted a friend's cousin who was a retired lawyer. He referred us to a friend of his who he referred to as a immigration lawyer. And, you know, my husband did all the tests that are required from Immigration Canada. You know, medical tests, RCMP, fingerprinting. We did everything, and we paid for it as well. And we waited. We were promised a work permit by June 2014, which never showed up because the immigration consultant had written on the piece of paper, work permit, $150. So we went to the bank, paid for it. The bank takes a copy. We give a copy of it to the, we find out now he's a consultant, which he has to send into Immigration Canada. I find out it never went it towards a work permit. The whole issue is that we had...
Okay, Layla, we're going to have to take a pause for station identification. When we come on back, if you could sort of sum up what the situation is and,
sure,
and what the current status is. We'll be right back.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are
are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.